The fundamentals. Crystals are natural substances created deep within the earth, a process taking hundreds to millions of years. With the rise in crystal collecting, lab-made versions have been developed to meet the demand. A true crystal has a unique lattice pattern formed by a group of cells. There are six possible patterns: hexagonal, isometric, monoclinic, orthorhombic, tetragonal, and triclinic. Amorphous crystals like amber, obsidian, and opals don't have a clear shape and aren't considered true crystals. Crystals are grouped by their color, determined by how they absorb light, any impurities present, and their minerals or chemicals. Beyond aesthetics, a crystal's color signals its healing traits. Natural and synthetic crystals possess distinct energetic qualities for crystal healing. Collectors typically favor natural crystals for their perceived stronger vibrations due to their longer formation times. The history and resurgence of crystal healing. Crystal healing's popularity surged about 40 years ago, making it seem like a modern practice. However, people have used crystals' vibrational powers for centuries. Ancient civilizations valued crystals for cleansing, uplifting, and balancing energy fields. This practice continued until the Renaissance, when rumors spread associating some crystals with bad angels. Recently, crystal collecting has become a popular hobby across all ages and backgrounds. As stress and burnout have become widespread, many individuals have turned to crystals as a natural remedy for healing. 10 essential crystals you need. Every crystal collection reflects its creator's uniqueness. According to Frazier, certain crystals, called workhorse crystals, are essential because they are versatile and easy to find. At the top of this list is amethyst, a type of quartz. Most amethysts are shades of purple, though some are heat-treated to be green or yellow. Amethyst's energy can reduce stress and anxiety, aid sleep, and enhance intuition. Next is black tourmaline, a crystal that blocks or absorbs negative energy. It can become so filled with negativity that it might crack or break. If this happens, you should replace it with a new piece. Thirdly, carnelian crystals come in shades of orange with touches of red or brown. They are linked to bravery and courage and can attract luck and prosperity to the user. Crystals for clarity and energy. Citrine is a crystal known for enhancing prosperity, boosting self-confidence, and promoting clear thinking. It can form naturally or be created by heating amethyst. Both types are beneficial, but many believe that natural citrine carries a stronger energy. Clear quartz, on the other hand, is the most versatile crystal you can have. It's often recommended for beginners because it can amplify and purify the energy of other crystals. Fluorite comes in various colors, including rainbow fluorite with bands of purple, pink, green, and blue. It boosts energy flow in the body and brings stability. Hematite, in contrast, features a shiny black base with a spectrum of colors. It's used for grounding, calming, and absorbing negative energies and emotions. Crystal energies: rose quartz and smoky quartz. Rose quartz, a lovely pink crystal, is known for its connection to love. It has a calming energy that promotes peace and helps in forming connections with others, bringing happiness and self-acceptance. Smoky quartz, another popular crystal, is valued for its ability to turn negativity into positive energy. Available in various shapes and sizes, it ranges in colors from light gray to brown, making it a versatile choice for many. Turquoise is easily recognized by its bright blue color. It holds deep meaning for many indigenous nations and is believed to boost personal strength and bring good fortune. Begin your collection. Start with workhorse crystals, as they're great for beginners, but your collection should reflect your unique needs and healing journey. Crystals are widely available online and in stores, but it's best to buy them in person to feel their energy firsthand. To start finding your crystals, you can follow three main methods. First, pick by crystal system. These are six unique patterns with different strengths and purposes. For instance, hexagonal crystals are great for manifesting, while monoclinic ones offer protection. Another approach is choosing by color. This method lets you naturally gravitate towards crystals based on their color. Each color indicates what the crystal can be used for. If you're dealing with a specific problem, find out which crystal colors are linked to it and start your search there. Trust your feelings. When you shop for crystals, the easiest way to choose one is by how it makes you feel. Most stores allow you to hold a crystal before buying it. Take each one in your hands and notice any sensations you feel. If it feels good, then it's likely the right crystal for you. If not, Put it back and keep looking. The most important thing when shopping for crystals is to keep an open mind. Don't go in with expectations of how you should feel. Remember, everyone experiences crystals differently. Humans naturally doubt many things at first, but this can hold us back from growing. Even if you're unsure about whether a crystal can help you, try it out. You might discover something unexpected. Crystal healing, natural energy therapy. Are you curious about how crystals benefit your health? A common myth suggests that crystals themselves bring healing. What happens is your body absorbs, or entrains, the powerful energies of crystals. Through this process, you harness these energies to support your healing abilities. Crystals can assist in healing all parts of your body, mind, and spirit. They cleanse and balance your body's natural energies, aiding with physical ailments such as headaches, low energy levels, and pain. Crystals utilize positive energy to balance your body and mind, reducing stress, depression, and anxiety. They can also aid with sleep issues like insomnia and nightmares. Your spirit, the non-physical part of your being that connects to a higher power, benefits from these healing vibrations, promoting a more positive and centered spiritual energy. Crystal prescriptions for specific ailments. Frazier recommends crystal prescriptions for targeted healing and energy enhancement, similar to medical treatments. Specific crystals like hematite or amethyst help with addiction, while malachite or black jasper are used for anger and resentment. For inner peace, larimar or blue calcite stones, combined with positive mantras, promote a calm state of mind. Crystals can also be strategically placed around your house or arranged in geometric patterns to increase their effectiveness. Enhance your crystal's power. Many people start exploring energy healing with crystals because they naturally enhance your energy. Crystals work wonders alone, but combining them with other methods like meditation makes their healing power even stronger. During meditation, placing crystals on different parts of your body helps boost spiritual healing and positive vibes. The best way to do this effectively is by using crystals that align with the seven chakras, or energy centers in the body. Understand chakras and crystals. Chakras are energy centers in your body that connect your physical and non-physical aspects. Each chakra has a specific color, which also determines the crystals it pairs with. For instance, the root chakra, located at the base of your spine, vibrates with the color red. It relates to family, safety, and security feelings. Crystals like rubies or garnets, which are red, are used for stability and grounding. This connection between color and crystals helps balance your energy. The crown chakra sits at the top of your head and is linked to spirituality and intuition. It's represented by a violet color and can be enhanced with purple crystals like amethyst, which help connect you to your inner wisdom. For beginners struggling to stay focused during meditation, using a positive mantra can be very helpful. Your mantra can be a short sentence or even just a single word, such as peace, healing, or love, to guide your thoughts and intentions effectively. Choose whichever resonates with you at the moment. Crystal care. Crystals can greatly improve your mental and physical health. Just like they care for you, you must care for them to maintain their natural energies. Crystals absorb and reflect vibrations, which can alter their energy over time. To keep them effective, they need regular cleansing. There are various ways to cleanse crystals, so you can pick the method that fits best with your lifestyle. One of the simplest ways to cleanse crystals is by leaving them in the moonlight overnight, either outdoors or on a windowsill. Another method is placing them on a bed of clear quartz if you have enough. You can also use sound waves to cleanse crystals. You can use a singing bowl or tuning fork to expose your crystals to sound, which helps release any negative energy they might have absorbed. Alternatively, burning sage over your crystals produces a similar cleansing effect. Why salt water isn't safe for all crystals? Some crystal sellers suggest using salt water to cleanse crystals, but it's not a good idea. While some crystals can handle it, salt can damage many because it's rough. Crystals like amber, calcite, and topaz should never be cleaned with salt water. Make sure to cleanse your crystals at least once a month using any method you prefer. When storing them between uses, wrap each crystal individually or place them in a plastic container with compartments for each stone. This prevents damage and maintains the unique energy of each crystal. Regular cleansing and proper storage enhance the power of your crystals, ensuring their effectiveness over time. Key points. 1. Crystals are natural formations with unique energy patterns, affecting physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. 2. Crystal healing, rooted in ancient practices, aids in stress relief and emotional balance. 3. Different crystals serve specific purposes, choose based on color and energy alignment. 4. Use crystals in meditation to enhance healing and spiritual growth. 5. Regularly cleanse crystals to maintain their natural energies and effectiveness. 6. Crystals align with chakras, supporting energy centers for holistic healing. 7. Trust your intuition when selecting crystals, each one interacts uniquely with your energy.